programs and projects are being implemented for low-income communities, which include the provisions of financial aid, technical training, entrepreneur and land development, as well as provision of rural basic infrastructure. For the period of 2018 to 2023, more than 500 million Malaysian ringgit has been allocated for poverty eradication programs in the state. Currently, 84% of 500,000 households in Sarawak receive treated water supply. Under the Sarawak Water Supply Master Plan, the Sarawak State Government aspires to achieve 100% provision of treated water supply by 2030. The coverage of sanitation services, such as the centralized sewerage system and interface management, are also being expanded. In Sarawak, the rights of the native to the customary rights to the customary land are provided under the Sarawak Land Code. In 2018, the Land Code was amended to legally recognize and give effects to the native custom of native territorial domain. The native communal title issued would confer a property rights on the native territorial domain, which is indivisible and in perpetuity. Additionally, the native customary rights land created under the Land Code shall be excluded from the areas covered by the provisional lease. For the period of 2010 until 2023, a total of 29,060 lots have been issued with title by the Land and Survey Department Sarawak under the Special Program for Native in Sarawak. Under this program, engagement and dialogue were held between government agencies with the native community and non-governmental organization. The federal government and the Sarawak State Government established a special joint task force to address issues pertaining to statelessness, including the issuance of proper documentation such as birth certificate and identity card. The exercise registered undocumented people, especially in the remote areas in Sarawak, is being carried out by the relevant government agencies with the assistance of local community leaders. These initiatives taken are the testimony of the Sarawak State Government commitment to protect the rights and improve the well-being of all Sarawakians, including the native of Sarawak. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of my delegation, I thank you and the entire council for engaging with us. For concluding remarks, I hand it over to the permanent representative. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Vice President, we thank everyone for the comments, recommendations, and insights. We assure you that all of these recommendations will be duly considered, taking into account their merits and in consultation with all stakeholders in Malaysia. I would like to convey our gratitude to you, Mr. Vice President, members of the Troika, member states, and observer states of the Human Rights Council.